Tosfos in Menachos Daf Samach Vav mentions a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag about the ideal time to recite the Sfiras HaOmer. Rabbeinu Tam rules that we must count as soon as possible in order to fulfill the pasuk which states that the counting should have tmimos, completeness. This would mean that one may only fulfill the mitzvah of counting at night, and if one were to miss a night, one would forfeit the mitzvah. We actually follow the Bahag's ruling that if one forgets to count at night, one may continue to do the mitzvah by counting in the daytime. The Bahag probably also accepts the basic concept of tmimos, yet he only requires it l'chadchila. It's hard to understand why in order to count the days of the Omer in such a way as to fulfill tmimos, one must count as early as possible at the start of the day, but when it comes to the counting of the weeks, one only counts upon completion of the week. Why is there a discrepancy between the counting of the weeks and the counting of the days? It becomes more perplexing in light of the fact that the pasuk which mentions tmimos is written in the context of sheva shabbosos tmimos tihena. There has to be 7 full weeks. I'd like to suggest that there are 2 types of counting, or perhaps better stated, there's, quote, counting, and there's, quote, accounting. When counting individual units, it is natural for the person to pronounce his count while initiating an act, such as placing down the objects being counted or pointing to them. 1, 2, 3. However, when counting entire groups, we do not count until after the components are collected and organized into a cohesive whole. It is then quite understandable that the manifestation of tmimos differs according to the 2 categories. When counting the days of sphere of the individual units, we count at the beginning of the day so that this counting is on the entire day b'tmimos. However, when counting the weeks, we must count differently. One can't count this week will be or is the first week of the Omer. You can't do that. The concept of, quote, the week, which is made up of 7 days, simply does not exist until the 7th and final day has begun and the week is in its entirety. It doesn't exist as a concept till you're done. Therefore, the way to achieve tmimos with regards to weeks is to count at the week's end to make an accounting. The life of a Ben Torah always has to be along the lines of this dichotomy. On the one hand, we have to count. Every day has to count, and we have to start that counting in the beginning of the day. Even though the halachic day starts at night, Shulchan Aruch starts the daily life of a Jew in the morning. Each day when we get up, Moda Ani L'fanecha, we make a personal Kabbalah that today is going to be a special day. I'm going to grow. I'm going to strive towards new spiritual heights. On the other hand, at the end of each week, one must make a spiritual reckoning, a rigorous accounting. How was my davening this week? How was my learning this week? How were my midos this week? Can I do more next week to improve myself? Counting every day and making a cheshbon nefesh, an accounting at the end of each week, that's the avoda of this time period of Sfiras HaOmer. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.